a podcast about big data.
Welcome, everybody, to today's TechCast episode on big data. I'm sure you've all heard the term before, but what actually is big data? I've teamed up with Mia McKenzie, a PhD student at the University of Manchester, specialising in data science. Thanks for coming, Mia.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now let's dive right in. What is big data, and how relevant is it all for us nowadays?
Well, to be honest, you can find as many interpretations of the term big data as there are corporations, institutions, governments, and individuals who can see the potential in it, and how they might be able to take advantage of it. The most popular interpretations of big data always have something to do with the size of the datasets, which are extremely large. In some definitions, big data is an amount of data that is more than a petabyte, 1 million gigabytes. But other people define big data as the exponential increase and availability of data in our world.
Right, but where does all this data come from?
Well, it comes from lots of places. Your smartphone and social media activity, and even your smartwatches these days. Real-world devices such as traffic cameras and domestic electricity meters. Checkouts in supermarkets, your health record. I mean, I could go on.
Wow, that's impressive. So it looks like the importance of data is also rising.
Certainly. The data offers immense opportunities for organisations that have the talent and technology to use their data stores to gain business insights, to enable better decisions to be made, and to increase their competitive advantage. For example, by harnessing the power of big data, police in Los Angeles have been able to predict when and where crimes will be committed and to intervene before they happen. In the UK, healthcare systems are able to identify patients who are at risk and get them medical attention. Businesses can optimize the efficiency of their supply chains by making better predictions. There is so much potential in big data.
And how do I know if I'm dealing with big data? I mean, are there any characteristics?
Yes, there are. Mainly, we are talking about three V's of big data. They are volume, velocity, and variety. Volume is obvious. We are experiencing an increase in data like we've never seen before. We estimate that the world's total data will go beyond 180 zettabytes after 2025. This is 180, followed by 21 zeros. Today, though, the big challenge with the volume of data is more how we determine which data is actually useful, among all the irrelevant bits, rather than if we can actually store it all.
What's the second V stand for?
Velocity. The speed at which we generate new data is increasing all the time. For example, Google gets 3.8 million searches a minute, and Meta users upload 243,000 photos in that time. Data scientists need to find a way to deal with all this data as it comes in.
And the third V was for variety, right?
Yes, variety. Data comes in different forms. Structured data, like that in a database, is pretty easy to use and to analyse. But emails, social media posts, video files, web pages, and things like that, they give us unstructured data, which is more difficult to deal with.
And it's this data that organisations are most interested in, right?
They sure are. Big data is big business, but it also involves all areas of data protection and internet safety. What's more, considering the vast amount of information, organisations have to find a way to legally obtain credible data. This is why data scientists have added a fourth V to big data, which is veracity. This refers to the quality of the collected data. If source data is not correct, analysis will be worthless. As artificial intelligence takes on more of our decision-making, we need to check and make sure that the data these decisions are based on is trustworthy. One thing is sure, big data is here, and it's only getting bigger. Every organisation needs to understand what big data means to them and what it can help them do. The possibilities really are endless.